This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlett. You know, if you read this plot in a Tom Clancy novel, you would think it was far-fetched. 11 professional assassins wearing fake beards and wigs killed a senior Hamas official in his Dubai hotel in January. It's a very complicated story, and to make sense of it, we have Robert Wirth with us. He's the Beirut bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, and is reporting on the story. Robert, maybe you can just walk us through exactly what we know about this.
Sure. What we know is that a senior Hamas official named Mahmoud Babhu was killed at a Dubai hotel on the evening of January 19th. The information didn't come out in the public until the following week because Hamas first made it public. And then Dubai, just on Monday, the Dubai police did an amazing press conference in which they put out all kinds of information, including photographs and passport numbers for 11 accused assassins who were traveling on European passports. Now, it's gotten a little more complicated and interesting since then because Britain and Ireland have said that the passports issued, apparently six of these guys are supposed to be British and three Irish. There was also a woman, actually, one of the Irish ones, that the passports are fake, and several of the passports appear to have been stolen from British citizens living in Israel. And Israel has not commented on this, but there's a widespread assumption, of course, that the Israeli intelligence agency carried this out, and Hamas has directly accused Israel.
Well, it's no surprise that somebody would accuse Israel of this, but the surprising thing to me is both Israel and Palestine have been accused of being behind this assassination.
That's right. Two people were arrested. Two Palestinians were arrested. Apparently, one was just arrested because of a phone call. The other one, Dubai officials say, is suspected of some kind of role in this plot. It's not clear what. Both Hamas and Fatah, in the West Bank, have been accusing each other of being involved with this guy. It's not clear who he is, but he is Palestinian. And Dubai officials haven't said exactly what his role might have been in the plot.
The victim has been described as a senior Hamas official. Can you tell us something about him that would explain why would somebody might want to kill him?
Sure. He apparently played a role in the kidnapping and killing of two Israeli soldiers in 1989. Hamas has also confirmed that he was involved in the procuring of weapons for Hamas from Iran. So he's obviously an important figure.
Well, certainly nobody thinks of Israel in these kind of things as being quite as clumsy as this attempt seemed to have been. We have been watching all along these surveillance videos of these assassins walking in and out of bathrooms, putting on fake beards, going up on the elevator. That's not really Israel's style, is it?
Yeah, it does seem kind of clumsy. Maybe it's just that it's harder now with all these cameras everywhere, especially in a place like Dubai, to carry out these kinds of assassinations that were done much more easily back in the 1970s and 80s. And then the other sort of interesting mysterious part of it is that often these things we assume are done by, sort of in private channels, but Dubai, perhaps because it was angry at the way this was done, has made this very public.
Well, they certainly don't want to be known as a place where people come to when they're not safe. They're a tourist center. And I think they need to be known as a safe place to be. Robert Wirth is the Beirut bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. He's talking about an assassination in a Dubai hotel that took place in January.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.